12 team in the country in Division I NJCAA, the Blackhawks from southeastern Iowa in Burlington, Iowa. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Over here to my immediate right, we've got Curtis Ballou. We've got Nick Lawson here taking care of the video. And, of course, back in the studio, Dylan Grove is in control of almost everything. Last night, the Grizzlies lost by 66-60 against Northeastern Mississippi, who is undefeated and probably will be in the top 25 next week. And I thought last night the Grizzlies didn't play really poorly, Curtis. I thought we played good enough, but there were a couple of plays late or midway through the second half that didn't go our way, which allowed Northeast to stretch their lead back out a little bit. But 66-60, I just thought, you know, sometimes you don't lose because you play bad. You lose because the other team played just a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the stat line and everything, 10 turnovers, I believe, maybe 11 for the Grizzlies. You'll take that every night. So not really Grizzlies playing bad, just a couple instances of some bad luck and some scoring droughts, not getting over the half-court line with some pressure and things like that. So just have to learn how to overcome those stretches and look to get better the next night.
Southeastern Iowa is 8-0, number 12 in the country, and they struggled to beat North Arkansas last night. They won 77-73, but it was a really good basketball game. I got to see just about all of that one from start to finish. Really good contest, and North Ark tonight lost to Northeast Mississippi, and so they leave here 0-2, but we'll get to see them next weekend. We play them a week from tonight here in another two-night deal. It'll be Morton College on Friday night, and then on Saturday night, next Saturday night, the Grizzlies will play North Ark. You got to see them play a little bit. They're not bad, right?
No, I believe they're Pioneers, aren't they, from
right.
North Arkansas? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to watch at least the second half of both games, and they have a stud, number 23. I didn't catch his name, but definitely going to have to keep an eye on him next Saturday night. He'll be key for them in the game against the Grizzlies. You know, I feel like they just kind of faced some pressure like the Grizzlies did not handle it that well against Southeast last night and Northeast tonight.
North Arkansas is coached by Steve Hunter's son, Jordan, who has done an incredibly good job. He really has with the North Ark program. They have they've come a long way in just a couple of seasons. But we're just about ready for the starters and the tip between the Grizzlies and the Blackhawks. Here's the ugly side of this game tonight. Second time we've played Southeast Iowa. They won the first one up in Burlington November 2nd by a score of 81-56. And they shot 60% from the field that day, playing on their own court, out-rebounded the Grizzlies that game 38-26. So let's see if maybe some home cooking will benefit us tonight here at the Joe Paul Evans Arena. We'll take a break and come back with the starters for the Blackhawks and the Grizzlies in 2 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
More than just a tire store. Dobbs Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Starting lineups for both teams being introduced, and as soon as I start down the lineup for the Blackhawks from southeastern Iowa, they'll turn the lights off on me. So we'll just wait, and we'll pick up the Grizzlies, first of all, as they're introduced to a decent crowd here on a Saturday night. In the starting lineup for the Grizzlies, with a 3-5 record, Brian Richardson, 6'5" sophomore transfer from Hollywood, Florida. Is it me or are we driving the PA a little hot tonight?
I think it's a little hot.
John Glass, 6'1" guard from West Monroe, Louisiana. Here's J.B. and Downey from north of the border. He has been playing really well. 6'3" sophomore. Here's Urji Hanami. Left his T-shirt on. Couldn't see a number, but I saw the top of his head. I knew it was Urji. From the Democratic Republic of Congo. That is Lionel Kimwimba, 6'8", playing in the middle. And that is the 5 for the Grizzlies. So we're going to start 3 guards, Ryan Richardson, John Glass, and J.B. and Downey. Actually, you can count Urji as a guard. So basically you got 4 guards and a postman. And I'm sure that whatever lineup Coach Bay puts out there, it's all about figuring out how to slow the Blackhawks down because, well, you're just not going to shoot the ball probably on the road like you do at home. But this team has got some real size across the front, and we'll give you their lineup here in a second. They are 6'7", 6'7", 6'9", across the front line. But their 2 guards are really good. Here's one of them. Insley Carroll gets it across, now in the left corner. Shamar Avance has it. Makish Lewis, right side, top of the circle. Jalen Hooks kicks it on the corner. Left elbow, pull-up shot, wide open for 2, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Urji Hanami. So the Grizzlies get a stop, first time down. Man-to-man being played by the Blackhawks, and they are a really good defensive team. Here's the ball knocked away, nearly stolen, is stolen. Well, there's a turnover right off the bat. They trapped it on the side. In the middle, here's Hooks. Turns to the middle, turns, puts it up with the right hand, spins off the rim, tipped out, picked up by Lionel Kimwimba, and the Grizzlies get control, still no score. 50 seconds in. John Glass, left wing to the left corner. Ryan Richards to the point, putting it on the floor. Urji all the way, high off the board, and good. Urji Hanami down the key for 2.
Great drive by Urji there to get and kiss it off the glass.
2-0, early. Avance to Lewis on the left wing, high screen from Hooks. Down the left side, left corner, they get Carroll wide open for a 3, but he can't get it. And the rebound to Sean Glass for the Grizzlies, up the left side, all the way to the hoop. Here's a left-hand layup off the rim, no good, off the miss by Downey, tipped out, Carroll has it, coming up the left side. To the baseline and kicks it back outside. They'll penetrate. Ball lost, stolen. John Glass up ahead. Down he has it all the way to the hoop. Lays it up and good. I'll tell tell you, I think we have a pretty good chance to win a ball game if Javian and Sean have good offensive games. So that's a good 1-2 punch when they're both playing well. To the right corner, curling over the top, down the key, Avance, fall away from 10, spins off the rim, rebound again, Ryan Richardson this time for the Grizzlies. Grizzlies up 4-0. And you got to get them while you can, while they're cold. Cross-court pass. Sean Glass has it picked up by Makish Lewis, who is 6'7". Long three, left wing, no good. Rebound comes back towards the shooter, out of bounds, goes back over to the Blackhawks. Blaine Harris checks in for the Grizzlies. Our representative from the Boot Heel. Back we go, from left to right in the black with red trim. It's the Blackhawks from Burlington, Iowa. Number 12 in the country in the weekly poll. Inside, Carroll, bad pass off a foot. Bad pass, stole it away. Lionel can win, but long up the floor. Blaine Harris, tough catch, can't catch it, out of bounds. Team straight turnovers.
I think Blaine will tell you he probably should have had that one, even though it was a tough catch.
So, as the team straight turnovers, Inslee Carroll brings it up the right side. He is their best player, number 11. He is really good. Hooks. Spins to the middle, wraparound bounce pass, tipped away, lost out of bounds, and we're going to have something called on the Grizzlies on a reach-around foul. Javian Downey will pick up the first foul of this basketball game. Inbound from underneath, right of the basket. Carroll on the inbound pass. Double team inside, catch, the shot no good, tipped across, loose basketball picked up by the Grizzlies and Javian Downey. Javian looking up the floor, kicks it across, now in the left corner. Sean Glass cut off on the left baseline. Back around it goes. Crossover dribble all the way in. Scoop shot, no good, and a blocking foul. And Javian Downey gets the foul and goes to the free throw line, and he'll shoot two here for the Grizzlies. Boy, he's been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah, and he's been doing well at it, too, being aggressive and going to the basket. Him and Ergie have both been doing that, and it's been proven to work.
We've looked our best when we've been really aggressive to the basket here in recent games, and last night was no exception. Javian Downey at the line. First try, no good.
Dean Jackson will come in for Sean Glass.
Zaheem is on the court. Last night, Javian had 17 points. The Grizzlies for the game were 18 out of 21 from the free throw line. Next one, good. Grizzlies 5, Blackhawks nothing. We've pitched a shutout for 3.5 minutes. Left side, Avance at the elbow, left side. Hooks puts it on the deck, lost it, got it back, feeds it in. Avance, wrapper in a layup, good, foul in the play, basket will count.
And that's a tough bucket there by Avance.
He is a good player. You know, good basketball teams, the best basketball teams, have not one but two good guards. And these guys have got two very good guards. This guy at the free throw line, Shamar Avance, 6 foot from Indianapolis, Indiana, has a three-point play. First points of the night. Let's see if the Blackhawks want a full court press. Well, of course they do. Saheem Jackson, Richardson has it. Breaks the time count, keeps the dribble. Wrap around, back to the point. Saheem, right wing. Blaine Harris with a three, that's short. And the ball comes off to Jalen Hooks at 6'7". Up the floor they come, back to Hooks. He'll take it down the key. He got away with a walk, swept away. The Grizzlies get the turnover, third on the Blackhawks. Up the left side, Saheem has it. Puts it on the floor. Step three, wraparound pass. Knocked away and stolen. Makish Lewis comes away with it. Both teams with three turnovers. Up the floor, Avance. In the lane, lost the basketball. It's Lucy, chases it down. And a reach-around ticky-tack foul is going to be called on Saheem Jackson for the Grizzlies. Team foul number two. Zaheem Jackson from Baton Rouge. As we go back to play, Jaden Roach is in the ball game, 6'6 for the Grizzlies. Spinning to the hoop, Carroll lays it up and good, and that's what he can do. Inslee Carroll's first basket, and we're tied 5-5. Up the right side now, Richardson lobs it up ahead, Zaheem Jackson has it. Back to the point, Ryan has it now. Looks right, goes left, hands to Zaheem Jackson. Jaden Roach trying to post up inside. Ryan Richardson, they try to funnel him. Now he'll shoot the three ball, in and out, back in again. A three for Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies. Well, that ought to count six. Went in twice. 8-5 ball game. You can kind of feel Southeastern Iowa kind of settling in the game a little bit better now.
Yeah, they've got their feet under them now a little bit.
In the lane, a spin, a fake, a turn, a shot, up and good. And that was a heck of a move by Jalen Hooks. He is a load, 6'7" freshman from Indianapolis, Indiana. And now a ball stripped away and a foul is going to be called on the Blackhawks.
I was about to say, if they don't, I don't know why they called it on Jackson on the other end.
Jalen Hooks will pick up his second foul. That is a really good thing for the Grizzlies. So he's going to go to the bench. He may not play much the next 14 minutes.
Prophet Fields and Brady Martin into the game for the Blackhawks.
Prophet Fields, 6'4 guard from the Bronx, New York. Think he's ever had a decent slice of pizza. Right side, three ball, up no good by Ryan Richardson. And the rebound pulled away, and back they come with Shamar Avance on the right side. They'll kick it over to Brady Martin, just in off the bench, a guard. In the middle, turn, fake, follow away, shot, no good. Tipped out, saved by the Grizzlies. Great hustle by Blaine Harris. And now here comes Javian Downey down the key, pushes off. Free throw line, jump shot, off the back iron, won't fall. Rebound by the Blackhawks. That was wide open, 15-foot shot straight on. You got to take that shot.
Yeah, you're not mad even if you miss that one.
8-7, Grizzlies lead by one. Baseline, that's illegal. Thank you. The illegal screen is going to be the call on Southeastern Iowa, and that's going to be on Makai Grant.
6'9", sophomore from Charlotte, North Carolina.
6'9". If you look at their roster, they're not lacking for height, are they?
No, not at all. Not like I am.
I mean, need somebody? Oh, bring in 23. He's just 6'6". And he will be in the game. His name is Justin Sims. He's a good player, too. 8-7 ball game. Grizzlies with Jake Sage in the game, guarded by Prophet Field and a lot of hair. Right side, Zaheem. Double team. Bounces in the corner to Riley Whitaker. Riley puts it on the floor, back outside. Good defense by Southeastern Iowa. Jake Sage steps through, puts up a running floater, won't go. And the rebound taken down by the Blackhawks. Boy, there wasn't anything on that possession. Fields to the low block. Posting up, Makish Lewis. Working against Richardson. Drop step, puts it up off the board, no good. Tip, tip, tip. Finally, who tipped it last? Last touch by the Grizzlies. It'll stay with the Blackhawks. Urji Hanami in for the Grizzlies. And in the game for the first time for the Blackhawks, there is Justin Sims. 6'6" from Chesterton, Indiana. Inbound play. Into the left corner. They look inside. Can't get it. Now to the high post. Lewis inside out to Avance. Right point. Bounces to the free throw line. Pulls it up. Now gets it out to Brady Martin at the right point. He takes it left-hand dribble to the left elbow. Spins away. Pulls up. Shoots it. No good. Rebound is going to be volleyed around, picked up by Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Urji Hanami to the left wing. There's Jake with an open three, round and out. No good, but look at Jaden Roach fight for that rebound. Had it stripped away and stole it away. Back the other way, three on three all the way. Layup is no good, and out of bounds it goes. And I'm telling you, there is no such thing as jumping over somebody's back, at least the first half of the season. It's out of bounds, Grizzly ball. going out will be Jaden Roach. Coming in, Lionel Kimwimba. He's out there with Zaheem Jackson, Jake Sage, Jaden Roach, and Riley Whitaker. And we've had trouble getting shots so far, Curtis.
Yeah, they've been playing really good defense.
Zaheem to the right sideline. Jake Sage from Springfield, Kickapoo, kicks it out. Ergy dribbles through all the way, puts it out the board, no good, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. I know it's a broken record, but you just cannot overemphasize how important it is to take the ball to the basket when you can. Ergy Hanami at the line to shoot. First one, no good. Ergy has been somewhat snake bit lately at the free throw line. That last foul on Makish Lewis is his first for Southeastern Iowa. Oh! After Ergy does something here, free throw, good. Let's say hello to one of the biggest sports fans I know, my great nephew, Joey Mishler, is listening tonight. Hiya, Joey. I waited to do it because I was afraid after I did it, he'd just turn off the radio then. Which he probably has already walked away. Down the key, here's a drive by Prophet Fields, and he'll be fouled on the drive by the Grizzlies. That'll stop the clock at 11:29 to play. First half.
Thought there also could have been a travel in there.
Foul on Zaheem Jackson is his second. Javian Downey checks in for Zaheem. We'll be off from the middle of December until early January. Hopefully Zaheem will be able to get that hamstring in a little better shape. A little downtime might help. Out the right side now. They'll back it down with big Isaiah Sullivan. Here's a drive in. Ball lost. Stole it away. And the Grizzlies come back. 3-on-3. Bounce pass ahead. Hanami lays it up. No good. Rebound. But up and good by Lionel Kimwimba following the play. That's great basketball.
And you love to see that from big Lionel. Rebound and go right back up with it.
Hustling down the floor. Following the play up. Getting the bucket. 11-7. Grizzlies by 4. Step through, kick to the far left side. Prophet Fields to the high post. Ball fake Sims, goes in, puts it up to light. Rebound off the side iron by Kimwimba. Isaiah Sullivan just in, 6'7", from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Here's a reach in. Ball slapped away out of bounds. Javian Downey got knocked down. No big deal. Grizzly ball with 18 on the shot clock. 11-7 Grizzlies. We're about halfway through the first half. Media timeout coming up as we get past the 10-minute mark. Left side, Jake Sage. Javian Downey hands it back to Ergy Hanami. Ball fake, dribbles down the key. Kicks it inside, out, left wing. Three ball, good by Jake Sage.
That's what we need from him.
We need to get him more chances like that. Left side, to the corner, Carroll gets it over to Martin. He'll pull in from 12 feet, no good, tipped off the rim. Ball fought for the Grizzlies. I thought we had it for a second, now it's tipped out of bounds. Whose ball will it be? It's going to be the Blackhawks basketball, last touch by the Grizzlies. Sean Glass will come in for Ergy Hanami.
And Glass is one of the best rebounding guards I've seen.
He is really... not only for a rebounding guard, he's our best rebounder, period.
Yeah, and he's 6'1".
Here's the inbound play. Prophet Fields at the point to the right side. Brady Martin back goes the other way. Carroll has it on the left wing. He's picked up there by Sage. Kick it to the far right corner. Three ball is up by Prophet Fields. No good. Rebound too hard. Rebound is pulled down by Jake Sage. Off the right side, Javian kicks it to the right corner. Harris not open, so the Grizzlies kick it back to the right side, and now on the wing, behind the back dribble. Jake Sage keeps it, gets it outside to Javian Downey. A lot of time on the shot clock, 14 seconds. High screen, he'll drift it to the right. Got blocked, kicks it over. Harris in the corner, Sean Glass with a three, and it's good.
That was one thing we did not have last night. I think we only made 4 3-pointers last night, and we already have 2 tonight. So good to see that.
Not only are the Grizzlies up by 10, 17-7, they have held this team now. That's a 2 just inside the left point by, was that Hooks?
That was Grant.
That was Mekhi Grant. But they have held them to 9 points from more than half of the first half. Over on the right side, Blaine Harris, Javian Downey, Jake Sage with it. He'll back it up, and now out to Javian. 5 on the shot clock. Put it on the deck, take it to the hole. Bounce pass, low block. Ball lost, picked up, shot in the air, no good off the front iron. And Brady Martin gets a rebound, and Blaine Harris trucks him. Top of the free throw circle, and the foul called on Blaine Harris. And there it is, with 8:23 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies enjoy an 8-point lead on number 12, Southeastern Iowa, 17-9. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
It's 17-9. Grizzlies lead Southeastern Iowa. What do you think so far, Curtis Ballou?
Grizzlies are continuing with great defense. I mean, you weren't mad at their defense last night. You can't be mad at it now, holding Southeast Iowa to 9 points almost 12 minutes into this first half.
Well, in the first game where they really killed us, first of all, they hardly missed a shot. And then when they did miss one, they always got the rebound. They hammered us on the boards with a margin of plus 12. But tonight, we're really doing a lot better job competing for rebounds. And thus, we're ahead by 8. Here's a whistle and a foul at the defensive end. Jaden Roach is going to be called for blocking against Mekhi Grant.
That's Roach's first. 6 team foul for the Grizzlies.
From underneath, lob pass out to the left wing. Return pass in the left corner. Prophet Fields got away with a walk, and now he'll dribble it outside to the left side. Left wing picks it up, kicks it to the point. Inslee Carroll, left-handed guard. Guarded by Sean Glass. Gets the screen moving right, a moving screen. Pull-up jump shot is good. I saw no sign. That was a 2. Inslee Carroll now has 4. 17-11. To the point, Jake Sage straight on for 3. No good. Long rebound. Brady Martin kicks it cross court. Tipped out of bounds by Sage, and it'll go to the Blackhawks. Ryan Richardson will check in for the Grizzlies here. So right now, the Grizzly 5 is Sean Glass, Ryan Richardson, Fabian Downey, Blaine Harris, and playing in the post inside is Jaden Roach. Blackhawk basketball out high. Matisse Lewis beats the D, gets to the rim easily and lays it in. That's the easiest basket they'll get all night. Ole as Matisse took it to the hole. 17-13. Fabian Downey down the key all the way. Left-hand layup, swatted off the glass. No goaltend. 2-on-2 break the other way, and here's Carroll. Pump fake. Goes up. Swatted away. Out of bounds. Off of the Blackhawks. 17-13. 7:03 to go in the first half.
And those situations where it's that fast pace and questionable no calls on both ends, you're just glad that it is no call on both ends. It'll be Grizzly ball in the backcourt. Shamar Avance comes back in the lineup for the Blackhawks. So they have, they've got three other five starters out there right now. Sean Glass floats to the right sideline, picks it up, kicks it across now. Blaine Harris looks back door. That's not open. He'll kick it over now. Javian down it. Eight on the shot clock. Javian skids, stops, kicks it over. Sean Glass with a three straight on off the back iron, a brick, and it's going to be rebounded by Shamar Avance. Up the middle of the floor. Left wing pass. Profit feels to the point. Right wing wide open. Avance for three. Good. And that'll get Lionel back into the game for the Grizzlies. That makes it a one-point game, 17-16. Richardson for the Grizzlies. Kicks it to the right side of the floor. We're down to 6:03 and counting in the first half. Grizzlies lead 17-16 against southeastern Iowa. Lob to the point. Got to move it quicker. Here's Richardson down the key all the way. Right-hand layup, no good. Tipped up, no good. We missed. How many shots have we missed in the last two or three games here? Right under the bucket.
Too many.
Here's Lewis inside. Goes up and scores easily with the left hand. Lewis has four, and now the Blackhawks have overcome that 10-point deficit, and they take the lead at 18-17. Javian Downey dribbles it to the left corner. Has to get it outside. Sean Glass, pull up. 13-footer, partially blocked. Prophet Fields comes away with it for the Blackhawks. Up the floor, Inslee Carroll. Lost control, bounce pass to the baseline. Lewis, guarded by Richardson, backs him down, leans inside, puts it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies. Up the left side of the floor, Richardson at the point, up fake. He'll hand it back to Sean Glass, back to Ryan. Takes the right baseline, wraparound pass to the point. Now on the right side, Glass, open three ball is up and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Makai Grant for Southeast Iowa. Suddenly we're having trouble getting the ball to go in the hole. 18-17. Inslee Carroll. Alley-oop on the back. And now it's taken by Avance. He had no shot, so he'll have to pull it down and kick it out. Seven on the shot clock. High screen, curling down the middle. Here's Carroll, left-handed. Layup is good. He's left-handed. So he's going to his strength. As he took it and curled over the top and got it to go in. Carroll has six. 20-17. Out front. Downey over to Glass. Glass keeps the dribble down to the point. Jaden Roach. Left point, back it goes. Glass has it. Dribbles down the key. Fall away from the left elbow. That's no good. Sean's making some noise like he got pushed, but nothing came of that. 3:38 in counting. We've hit a drought offensively here and hoping the defense can keep us in the ball game. Top of the circle. Step back. Avance got a three look. That's no good. Long rebound, and Grant gets it. Gets it back. Avance will drive and shoot it off the board and good. Shamar Avance now has eight. Timeout Grizzlies with 3:15 to play in the first half. And the score now, the Blackhawks take the lead 22-17. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
The Grizzlies take that timeout with 3:15 to go in the first half. Now, am I imagining things, or did they change the score?
They changed it. It was 17-22, and
Now it's 17-21. Or should be vice versa. But yeah, they took a point off the board. Could be 22. Should it? I mean, unless they counted that shot a 3, a 2. That's the only thing I can imagine. Anyway, I think they are having a discussion about it. Well, they took a point away from, and now they put it back on. It should be 22, and that's what they have now. So the Grizzlies out of the timeout. Blaine Harris. Jonathan White is in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Urji Hanami, Jake Sage, and Lionel Kamwemba. Whole new five coming out of the timeout. This particular group, outside of Lionel, all four can shoot the three. We'll see if we can get some looks here. Jonathan White, left point, Jake Sage. Dribbles in, hands it back to Jonathan. Gets it over to Urji on the left side. Dribbles over, kicks it outside. Sage with a three, no good. Long rebound, though. Urji gets it inside. Pump it goes up, no good. And Blaine Harris didn't draw the foul, and he got nothing out of it. Here's Prophet Fields. Another that we missed right underneath the bucket. Avan took pass into the low block, beat it out to the point. Prophet Fields with a three, no good. Big push. Lionel Kamwemba got shoved from behind by Shamar Avance, but Grizzlies get the rebound. It's all good. Left point, Urji Hanami. Down the key, high off the board, and good. Urji. That breaks a long drought offensively for the Grizzlies. We hadn't had a bucket since Reagan was in office. Seemed like it anyway. 22-19. The Blackhawks had scored 15 in a row. In the right corner, Avance had a wide-open shot and passed it up. That's odd. He'll wrap around left wing. Brady Martin back to Avance. Five on the shot clock. Dribbles left. Back over to Martin on the wing. Forced it for three. No good. Long rebound taken by Blaine Harris. And the Grizzlies for the three could tie. Front court, Thomas on the left wing. Gets it back. Jonathan White in the ballgame. Down the key. Here's a shot. No good. Tipped out. Picked up by Lionel. Gets it outside. Jonathan White has it. Jonathan on the dribble. Gets the screen. Goes to the left corner. Skids. Double team. Far side. Here's Urji on the wing. Blaine Harris shoots the three. And it's no good. And the rebound controlled by the Blackhawks. And they come back with 1:05 to go in the first half. We were determined to find someone open and shoot a three to tie the game there. Just couldn't get it. Southeastern with the basketball. Hook pass to the middle. Good catch. Lean in. A walk. A shot. Blocked from behind by Blaine Harris. No one went for the ball, and now Jonathan White does, and he's fouled at midcourt with 43 seconds to go in the half.
It almost was like the ball had something on it. No one wanted to touch it there for a second.
The ball went loose, and I was looking at it, and I was thinking, we've got two white shirts standing there just looking at it, and nobody went for it out with a black shirt either. It was weird. Sean Glass is in for the Grizzlies. He'll be looking to shoot a three if he gets a chance at it,
as will Riley Whitaker, who's going to inbound the ball.
Jake Sage still out there, and Jonathan White. So, arguably, you got maybe at least four of your better three-point shooters in the game. White dribbles left. Drop pass inside out. Now right point. Three ball is up by Jake. No good. Rebound Makish Lewis. Pass up the floor. They got three on one. Pass it across. Avance lays it in with 25 seconds to go. 24-19. Up the left side. Here's a three. No good by Sean Glass. Rebound, and here they come again. Trying to add on to the lead. Left side, Fields gets it baseline back out to Fields at the right point. Avance with 4 seconds to go in the half, lost his balance. They're going to have to force one. Here's the shot, up and no good. That's the end of the first half. Down 5 to number 12. The Grizzlies trail the Blackhawks from southeastern Iowa by a score of 24-19. We'll take a two-minute break and come back. Grizzly halftime coming up. Plus, remember, we got the Don's Auto Service. Grizzly player of the game coming up at 9:10. Break here. Grizzlies down 5, 24-19. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We forgot to mention at the outset that tonight is Liberty Night. Liberty Schools are the special guests of the Grizzlies. And so students, faculty, family, getting into the ball game for free tonight. We've got some Liberty youth basketballers out there doing their thing right about now. You'll know if somebody makes one. It'd be the biggest cheer of the night, probably. But at halftime, the Grizzlies trail this game 24-19. Scoring in the first half, the Grizzlies had 4 players with 3 points apiece. Javian Downey, Ryan Richardson, Sean Glass, and Jake Sage. Leading scorer in the first half with 5 was Urji Hanami, and also 2 points for Lionel Kimwemba. Southeast Iowa's leading scorer with 10 was Shamar Avance. 6 points by Inslee Carroll. So their two good guards had 16 of their 24 points. Marquise Lewis had 4. Jalen Hooks had 2. And Makai Grant had 2. The Grizzlies had 4 turnovers in the first half, 3 for southeastern Iowa. Free throw shooting, the Grizzlies were 2 out of 4. And the Blackhawks were 1 for 1. So all in all, you know, if you just had a glance at this, you didn't know what the score was, you'd think, well, that's probably a pretty close game. It is a pretty close game. Yeah. This has been, I thought last night was a defensive game for a lot of it.
But this has been, I think, a defensive game from the outset.
Yeah, it's just a different type. You know, last night was a lot of full court press, and this has not been so far tonight. It's just, you know, good aggressive defense on both sides for both teams. And that's why we have a score of 24-19 after 20 minutes of play.
This is really odd. Southeast Iowa has a fairly deep bench. They'll go 8 or 9 deep, but they've got no scoring from their bench so far in the ball game. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies got 3 off the bench. But offense has not been the point so far. And it would seem that you're going to have to look at it like you're playing, number one, you're playing a really good basketball team, and for whatever reason, if it's what you're doing or it's maybe them to some extent, whatever the reason, doesn't matter. But you put yourself in a really good position. You're 24-19. If you can keep the game close like this, all you want really is to have a chance toward the end of the game maybe and put yourself in a spot to get the last shot or at least do whatever it takes to win the ball game.
Yeah, and I mean, the Grizzlies, again, we had that drought, another drought, and that's why we're behind. I mean, we had a 6-point lead at one point, and then I believe Southeast went on a 15-0 run.
15-0. They were behind 17-7. Next thing you know, it was 22-17.
Yeah, and so if you can, you know, minimize the drought, Grizzlies should be in a good position to win the game.
Well, the Grizzlies trail by 5 here at the half. No basketball again until next Friday night. The Grizzlies will play Morton College at 7 o'clock next Friday night. I forgot to ask who the odd team in that tournament next weekend will be, who we won't play. But anyway, I can tell you we'll play Morton College Friday night, and then Saturday night we'll play, a week from tonight, we'll play North Arkansas College. That'll be a hard game to win, because Jordan Hunter has really put it together the right way, and he's got some players. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. Congratulations to the MSU West Plains Grizzly volleyball team. They finished their season today by taking 5th place in the nation. They beat Northeastern Colorado 3-1. And so the Grizzly volleyball team ends one of the most historic seasons in program history. They set the new standard for most wins in a season. They won 36 matches this year, 36-6 overall. And since September the 11th, the Grizzlies' record is 31-2. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
They went through a stretch here in the late portion of the season where they won 5 straight matches by 3-0 scores, did not lose a game for 5 straight matches. Crazy. But what an just incredible year, and you don't know what the makeup of your team is going to be a year in advance. Especially in junior college, you just never know. But if the players that are freshmen this year come back and play next season, the Grizzlies will just need to recruit some people to play in the middle, get some size. Tell you what, they may be even better next year. You never know, but they're really fun to watch. And Coach Patty Fajardo has really earned the honors that she's received here this season.
Yeah, she's done a great job.
Halftime, about 6 minutes before the second half starts. 24-19 is your score. Back with the second half in just a few. Back in 2 minutes, though, on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
24-19 as we get ready to start the second half of this basketball season. I was saying, you know, we're going to play 11 games. The Grizzlies are going to play 11 games before we have our first high school broadcast. And that is going to be the case. But that'll be starting, boy, once that starts, holy cow. We're going to have high school basketball plenty starting first part of December. And then we kind of just try to mix it all together and try not to end up two different places on one night. It hasn't happened yet, but it wouldn't shock me. Then, in the month of December, the Grizzlies, I don't know that we have any more home games until after the first of the year. It would appear no, we don't. So after next Saturday night, we don't have another home game until 2025.
So what you're saying is if you want to see the Grizzlies before the new year, get out next Friday and Saturday.
You read me perfectly.
I'm learning to do that.
Decent crowd here for Saturday night. First game here this evening. North Arkansas got wasted by Northeastern Mississippi. Northeast Mississippi. I don't think they played real well against us last night, but I think they're actually pretty good. And you can make the argument that they haven't played anyone so far this season until at least they came over here. But, you know, probably the first close game they've had all year last night, and I thought they reacted pretty well. And then today they got a chance in the second half to pull away from North Ark, and that was pretty much all they needed. But they're pretty good. And I think we're going to go on a trip to Mississippi. I got to check and see where that – yep, we're going to Boonville next month.
Well, hopefully they're as hospitable as they seem to be as they were here. Their team, sports information and everything like that, it's nice to get to meet them and talk with them.
Nice people. Boonville, Mississippi. We'll be driving right down the highway. And we'll be driving by the multiple exits to the childhood home of Elvis in Tupelo.
Take some pictures for me.
I asked on the last trip down there, if we had time, could we, you know. That didn't even earn a response. probably the starting fives for both teams. And by the way, congratulations to Joel Wyatt and the West Plains Desert football team. You talk about going out against a really good team and just leaving it out there on the field. What a great game that was today. One of the best high school football games I've seen in forever. Warrenton beats West Plains in the Class 4 state quarterfinals by a final of 28-24. Great, great football game. And I'll tell you this, by the end of the year, West Plains came a long way. You go back to about the third or fourth game and then look at them in that game today, something else. Great job by Joel Wyatt and the Zizzer football players. Back to play, Ryan Richardson, wraparound bounce pass, take it inside, feed it across, put fake up inside, no good. Zaheem Jackson got fouled, though, and he'll shoot two. If there is one player on this team that gets trapped under the basket and has to get the ball to the basket, gets the ball up, and can draw a foul, it's this guy right here. He is the best at it that we've got. If he doesn't score, then he's going to shoot some free throws.
That foul on Jalen Kane, I was hoping it was on Jalen Hooks as he was in the area too. That would have been his third.
First free throw is good. Soft touch by Zaheem Jackson, his first point of the ball game right there. 24-20, Grizzlies down four. Zaheem's getting paid by the hour here.
Quiet.
There we go. Next try, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Blackhawks, Marquise Lewis. One out of two from the line. Grizzlies three out of five tonight. Bounce pass on a cut to the basket. Layup is good. Nice cut by Jalen Hooks. The big kid got loose on a little give and go. 26-20. Zaheem out front, how he kept from losing that ball on the handoff. I don't know how he did it. Here's Ryan Richardson. Clear out. Javian Downey. They're overplaying. Javian down the key. A little floater is no good on the teardrop jumper. Up the middle of the floor, Shamar Avance. Left side, back on the left side. They get it to the high post. Take inside. Turned by Hooks, up and no good. It's going to be fought for and tipped out. They grabbed Ergy as he went for the ball that time. And Inslee Carroll comes away with it. The Blackhawks, Shamar Avance, bounce pass to the point. Down the key, turnaround, fall away. 10-foot shot is good. And the Blackhawks are rolling. Jalen Kane with his first basket of the ball game. 28-20. Javian Downey down the lane all the way. Puts it up high over the hand of Hooks and good. Javian Downey had to get that one a little bit higher, Curtis.
Great drive, though.
28-22. Stick with it. Just stick with it. One trip at a time. Double screen to the right side. Avan skip pass now to the point. Wide open. Kane shoots a three. That's way too hard. And the rebound over the back. Out of bounds. Lost by the Blackhawks. It'll be Grizzly ball. Zaheem Jackson got fouled twice. And, of course, they didn't call either one of them. As he got fouled over the back initially, then went for the loose ball, and then got knocked to the floor.
At least we have possession, though, and they called it out on the Blackhawks.
As they should. 28-22, Blackhawks lead the Grizzlies. Grizzly basketball. Double team, wraparound, bad pass, knocked away. Stolen away. Lewis feeds it back. Picked up blindly by Hooks on the baseline. Kane takes it underneath. Double team, lost it, got fouled. So the turnover leads to free throws. Possibly, for the Blackhawks. Zaheem's now got three fouls for the Grizzlies.
And I think that'll bring Sean Glass into the game for the Grizzlies.
17:54 to play second half. 28-22 is the score. Jalen Kane at the line for the Blackhawks. First try, no good. Jalen Kane, 6'4 freshman from Minnetonka, Minnesota. Next try, good. One out of two for Kane. 29-22, Grizzly ball, backcourt. Ryan Richardson. feeds it over. We got to get it across. We do just barely get it over in time. Downey, three, left wing, no good. Rebound, though. Kamwimba had it, lost it, got it back, put it up, no good. Got fouled. He'll shoot two with 17:37 to play.
And that's on Hooks. That's his third.
Good. We need more of that.
I'd like to see their guards get in some foul trouble as well.
That hasn't happened yet, but we'll take Hooks if he gets in any other foul problems. First free throw, no good by Lionel Kamwimba. One more try for the delightful 6'8 postman from the Congo, Lionel Kamwimba. Next free throw is good. 29-23. Left point, Shamar Avance. The Grizzlies have gone zone in the left corner. Jalen Kane will dribble out, gets it to the post, knocked away and stolen. Sean Glass had it knocked away. Loose basketball picked up by the Grizzlies. Now back up to Sean from Javian. Pull up, 10-foot fall away is short, no good. No rebounder except in the black shirt. And the Blackhawks have it. At the point, down the key. Here's a drive by Carroll, no good. Rebound, fought four, picked up by Sean Glass. Let's take it and go, boys, why not? Left corner, Richardson. Looks inside, now shoots the deep three, no good. Rebound will be tipped out, picked up by Hooks for the Blackhawks. On the left side now. They'll move it to the corner and move it to the middle. Here's Hooks, faked it, traveled, double dribbled. Jaywalk. Shoot gum in class. Turnovers. Well, I was hopeful we might see our first 3 seconds call of the year this weekend, but
I don't think you're going to get that lucky.
Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Downey in the front court to Sean Glass in the right corner. Up fake, step over, Sage for three, no good. Rebound and a big push on that play by Marquise Lewis. He got caught.
Finally, they called it. They pushed Lionel a few times now.
Lionel in midair, suddenly transported 3 feet. That was kind of amazing. That foul actually on Shamar Avan, one of their guards. That's his second. Front court down by six. Javian on the dribble all the way. Puts it off the board and good. If we did something like that or a facsimile thereof for the rest of the game, I'd be just fine. Here's a kick at the defensive end by Blaine Harris. He'll stay with the Blackhawks, 29-25. Profit Fields checks in now for Southeastern. Underneath, they get it to Makai Grant. He has it stripped away by Javian Downey. Grizzlies back to the right corner. Jake catches back out to Javian, top of the circle. Left wing wide open. Blaine Harris, three is short. Rebound is tipped way out toward midcourt. Grizzlies are back on defense. Avance over to Fields. In the corner, Grant picked up by Lionel Kamwimba. Shoots it from the corner. Good. The big guy can shoot it. Makai Grant has four.
Good jumper from that big guy.
31-25. Downey down the lane. Beats Martin. Goes all the way. Laid it up. No good. Rebound inside. Slapped away from Kamwimba. Stays with the Grizzlies. And now Jonathan White will check in for Sean Glass. Javian Downey on the inbound play. Good screen by Lionel. Gets Jonathan White open. Back out on the left wing now. Jake Sage with 15:15 to play. On the baseline, wrap around far corner, Blaine Harris. Back behind him, Javian Downey. Man falls down. Here's a three. No good. Ball long to the corner, saved. And Lionel Kamwimba stepped out of bounds going for the loose ball.
Good hustle there, even though it's a turnover by Lionel.
far better than just standing there and watching and hoping that's off them. Profit Fields now. Shamar A. Vance at the left point, picked up by Jonathan White. That was a moving screen that didn't get called on Brady Martin, who has it at the point, left side. Bounce pass on the left baseline. There's Makai Grant. Bounces, keeps it on the dribble against Wimbo. Walked with a basketball, but passed it out to Profit Fields, who spins to the middle. Turnaround from 12, no good. Rebound, Jake Sage has it to the Grizzlies. Now up the left side, Javian Downey. JV in cross court, right point. Three ball by Jake is off the lip of the rim. No good. Doesn't have the range tonight. So far, anyway. Right point. Here's an open three by Grant. Spins off. Rebound. Good. Block out by Jonathan White on the near side. He'll bring it back. Grizzlies down 31-25. Three ball is up. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Profit Fields. Fields gets the play call from the sideline, and now they'll set it to the far side. Marquise Lewis back in the ball game now for the Hawks. Here's a drive down the lane, and Avance shoots it and misses, spins out. They save it from out of bounds, and now a shot by Avance, and he's fouled on the play. They out-hustled us to the basketball there.
Did he go out of bounds, though, Avance, and then catch it right when he got back in?
That, I don't know. They had the ball already in the corner. Someone else had touched it, so I guess that made it okay. 13:39 to go in the second half. It's a 31-25 game. Southeastern Iowa with the lead on the Grizzlies, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
13:39 to play in the ballgame. The Grizzlies trail the Blackhawks from southeastern Iowa, Burlington, 31-25. One of the first things I learned, Curtis, when I started doing Grizzly basketball games, because it was a new experience, but one of the first things I learned, Dean Smith, who I used to do the games with and who did it for many, many years, told me one night early on. We're talking about the ups and downs of a ball game. First free throw here is no good by Shamar Avant. And he said, you know, 40 minutes is a long time. And he was right. 20 minutes is a long time for each respective half. A lot of different stuff is going to happen. You're going to get back and forth. You're going to get runs by teams. You're going to get all kinds of stuff. So, make use of your time while you can. Avance makes one out of two there. 32-25. White, front court, Zaheem on the left. To the point, Jonathan White will dribble to the right side and will hand it. Blaine Harris, Jake Sage now. Dribbles over, hands to Zaheem. Good man-to-man defense being played by the Blackhawks. On the right side, Jonathan White over Zaheem Jackson. Spins back to the middle, takes it in the lane, leans, shoots, through contact, no foul that time, though. And it's taken away by the Blackhawks. Long pass up the floor, Martin, down low, double team, dribbles out of that, hook pass to the point, almost thrown away, but Isaiah Sullivan is 6'7", he's going to have a hard time throwing it over his head. Pass inside Marquise Lewis, almost stepped out of bounds as he lost control of it. Now Profit Fields at the point with 10 seconds to go in the possession. 7-point lead for the Blackhawks. Down the key all the way. Fields puts it up and good, and he just muscled that one in there that time.
Yeah, he's a little bit more built than Zaheem is.
A little thicker.
That's a good word.
up the right side. Jonathan White got a three in the corner. No good. Rebound underneath. The ball hit the baseline as it came down. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Blackhawk basketball. 9 points, I believe, is the biggest lead of the ball game. The Grizzlies had a 10-point lead. But this is the biggest lead for Southeastern Iowa. 34-25. Prophet Fields brings it up. Now on the offensive possession, Inslee Carroll. Brady Martin works his way in, posting up, turning, facing, shooting, scoring from 10 feet. They just kind of went one-on-one that time against Jake Sage, and Martin got the bucket. Zaheem Jackson fouled in the backcourt by Inslee Carroll. That'll be his first foul. In the first game between these teams, Inslee Carroll and Shamar Avance combined for 31 points. Tonight, they have 17. Zaheem Jackson gives it back at the point. Jonathan White. Baseline, fall away, shot, backboard, no good by Jonathan. Taken down by Carroll. I'm telling you, we're struggling to get a shot. On the right side, Martin for three, in and out, rebound by the Grizzlies, and Jake Sage. Is it just me, or does it look that way?
No, I'm feeling that, too. And we have Roach in and playing the post right now, and he's not really a true postman, so that doesn't help.
He is in there to go get the ball once it comes off the rim. Baseline, good move, Jonathan White. Wraparound on the reverse lay-in is good, and a timeout called by the Grizzlies as Jonathan White gets his first basket of the ball game. The South Carolina native, it's 36-27. Grizzlies trail by 9 with 11 minutes to play in the second half. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
11 minutes and 4 seconds left in the basketball game. The Grizzlies lead 36-27. They have the basketball. That's not correct. We call the timeout after a mate basket. So it'll be a full court press employed by the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith will play the front of it. Behind him on each side, Sean Glass and Johnson White. Just behind the timeline, Riley Whitaker, and back deep as safety is Lionel Kamwimba. Well, you run a risk doing this, speeding the game up, and they're pretty good at that, but we need to do something to take the initiative here. Long pass up the right side. Jalen Hooks has it and blows the press out of the water. Brady Martin has it out front for Southeast. High screen, hassled, shot point, left point, off the backboard and good by Isaiah Sullivan. First basket of the ball game, 39-27. White, left side. Boy, their length really does make it tough. They close out fast, long arms, really hard to get open. Left side, Sean Glass, left baseline, drives in, hangs, shoots off the board, good. Sean Glass with his second field goal, and he's got 5, 39-29.
Good drive there by Sean.
They break the press. Blackhawks step through with Jalen Hooks, who puts it up on the run good. And he's got 6 timeouts called by the Blackhawks now. All they had to do was wait another 6 seconds, and we've got a media timeout eventually. But timeout called by the Hawks. It'll be a 30-second timeout with the score. Southeastern Iowa 41, MSU West Plains 29. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Now the timeout. The Grizzlies trail this game by 12. 10:06 to go. But the old adage, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time. Let's see if we can gnaw off a piece here with this possession. Johnson White in the backcourt. Over the timeline now, Grizzlies set their offense. Having trouble getting looks on the perimeter. Ethan Smith, bounce pass left baseline. Lionel Kimwemba backs down, kicks it outside. Riley, three in the corner. Get in there. Good. Foul on the play. And the basket count for Riley Whitaker. So he'll get a free throw to go along with a three-point shot. First foul call on the Blackhawks, Brady Martin. So it's 41-32. It could be an eight-point game again with this one. Brady Martin's first foul free throw for Riley is good. Four-point play for Riley Whitaker. You don't see that very often.
Would you say that's a good first fight?
We got a mouthful right there, actually. Over the timeline, Martin dribbles, kicks it across, and a big right-handed dunk by Isaiah Sullivan. That's one thing about them when you press them. They will attack the basket every time because they've got guys that are 6'7" that can finish on the wing and do that, slam it. At the point, Ethan Smith up fake, dribbles down the lane all the way, right-hand layup is good. Ethan Smith with a nice move.
We haven't seen that much from him, but that was a good take from Ethan.
Telling you, he can play. Fields in the backcourt, over the timeline, feeds it up to Martin to the right baseline. 43-35, eight-point Blackhawk lead to the baseline. They'll cut off Sullivan. Now back out it goes to the wing to the corner. A pull-up shot by Avance, in and out, and over the back, of course, no call by Makai Grant going over for the rebound, taken by the Grizzlies, Riley Whitaker. Front court, lob over the top, and there's the catch, inside-out pass. Left corner, Sean Glass for a three, no good. Long rebound, though, taken by the Grizzlies. Inside-out to the right point. Three ball again, it's good! Jonathan White. Suddenly, it's a five-point game. Whistle at midcourt, and it'll be a blocking foul on Riley that time. Riley Whitaker tried to draw the charge at midcourt. And the foul is number one on the spam fan, Riley Whitaker. There it is, our own timeout. 8:24 to play in the ball game. The Grizzlies have cut this thing down from 11 a moment ago. Now just down to 5, 43-38. Back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back. All you all driving back from the National Junior Volleyball, Junior College Volleyball Tournament, be very careful. What a great year for the Grizzly volleyball team. I just can't get over it. It's how good the year was and how good they were. History-making stuff. All-time record for wins in the season. Back to play. It's the Blackhawks with the ball. They lead this game by five with 8:15 to play. Grizzlies defense has been very good here in the second half. On the left side, Avance will wrap around to the left baseline. Marquise Lewis guarded by Urji Hanami. Backs him down. Kicks it across in the middle. Double team on the ball. Tie up. That should be a jump ball. Nope, they're going to say shot clock violation. That makes it Grizzly basketball. The horn went off after they called the jump ball.
Javian's down there trying to help him tell him that it's Grizzly ball.
You know, Javian's not biased.
No, not at all.
He just wants to see him do the right thing here. I think the right thing would be to give them the basketball. One on the shot clock. Is that what they're going to do?
Yeah, jump ball.
Here's the inbound in the corner. Catch and shoot. Avance for three. No good. And the long rebound taken by Marquise Lewis. He'll horse it in and put it up and in. That hurt. 45-38. Boy, we were just on the verge of a stop there. At the point, Urji Hanami, straight man-to-man by the Blackhawks. Urji stepped through, had it slapped away, and stole it away. Only the sixth turnover on the Grizzlies tonight, second in the half. 45-38, 7.5 minutes to go. I mean, this is just half-court trench warfare. It's just, that's all it is. Defensive basketball down the key. Here's Avance, goes in, double pump, puts it up and in. Shamar Avance now has 13 points. And it's 47-38. Grizzlies have got a score here. Riley with a three on the wing. No good. Rebound long taken by Marquise Lewis. And they're not in any rush right now with 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Up by nine. 47-38. Grizzlies sitting back in the zone. At least in maybe a matchup zone. So they're going to milk the clock a little. Low block. Mekhi Grant has a big mismatch on Riley Whitaker. Step back, left-hand jump shot, no good. Tipped away by Downey, picked up by Ethan Smith in the Grizzlies' control. Well, a three would still keep it interesting. Down the key all the way. Here's a running one-hander good by J.B. and Downey against his body with a right hand. Javian's got 9, 47-40. Long pass up the right side. Martin gets it in the middle, circles out to the right corner, and now back outside to Fields. Fields to Martin in the corner, posting inside. Marquise Lewis goes up, a whistle on the floor before the shot, the foul on MSU West Blaine. Blaine Harris will pick up his second foul. Here's the inbound play. Prophet Fields gets it in. Avance in the corner, circles out, 20 on the shot clock. Backing it down, ball knocked away, loose basketball, they knocked away from Mekhi Grant. And there's a big fight for it, now he's upset. Made him look bad, he got the ball stripped away. And the alternating rule goes to the Grizzlies. And I count that as turnover. Jake Sage comes in for Urji Hanami. You know, if we could just get Jake open for a couple of open threes, this could be a one-point game really quick. Javian Downey, cross-court pass, and Whitaker is knocked to the floor by Hook, so that's his fourth foul.
And he just came back into the game.
A cross-court pass, dangerous pass, and Jalen Hook took out Riley Whitaker going for the steal. And just like that, Mekhi Grant, who just came out, comes back in as Hooks goes to the bench. He goes to the pine. You know how many years it's been since anyone sat on a pine basketball bench?
I was about to ask if they actually were pine back in the day.
Left wing, left corner. Whistle away from the ball. Illegal screen call on the Grizzlies. That's a turnover on us.
First time they've called that tonight.
That'll be on Ethan Smith, I think. So a little bad luck right there. Full court pressure by the Grizzlies. Avance, wrap around, front court. Prophet Fields has it. Man, he's played a lot tonight. Kinsley Carroll has stayed on the bench quite a bit. Kind of surprising. Left side, Prophet Fields. Left corner, Avance with the ball fake. Bounce pass over Fields. Pull up, 15-foot jumper is good. Prophet Fields. And that's where you just say, hey, that's a good shot. 49-40. Sean Glass, cross-court pass. Big Sage, left wing. Sean with a three ball. Good!
With a hand in his face as well.
He is a confident kid. That makes it 49-43. And here comes Jareel Tomlinson checking in for the Grizzlies. You know, in the 14th year that I've done Grizzly basketball, I don't think there's ever been a year where I can say that we're taking out our 6'8 kid and putting in a 6'9 kid. That's kind of cool.
Ryan Richardson also made his way into the game for the Grizzlies.
In this particular case, Jareel Tomlinson is 6'7". That's enough. Prophet Fields in the front court as they break the press, 49-43. 4:34 to go. Boy, they nearly threw that ball out of bounds. Bounce pass to the right corner. Marquise Lewis. He'll work in. Turns, puts it up. No good. Got fouled. He'll shoot two with 4:24 to play and a 6-point lead.
I think that foul will be on Jareel. Oh, called it on Blaine. That's his third.
I will bet Blaine Harris is sore when he wakes up in the morning. He has been beat on and leaned on and beat on some more.
And he's usually at a disadvantage in those matchups.
Marquise Lewis is at the line. The first one is good. He's got 7 points.
Javian Downey in for Blaine Harris.
Marquise is a hometown kid from Burlington, Iowa, 6'7", sophomore. I remember him from last year. Good player. Next one, good. Back to an 8-point game. Still a lot of time. 4:23 to go, but you got to score and you got to stop. Richardson dribbles down the lane. Cut off. Inside out pass to the corner. Javian can't get the three look. Sean Glass has it. He'll circle outside. Puts it on the floor, drives in, leans in, shoots right-handed good as they fend it off the defender with the left hand.
What a take and a bucket there.
So Sean Glass now has 10, 51-45, 3:50 to go. Southeast may be wondering, why won't these guys just go away? Martin bounce pass on the baseline. Outside to the point, Martin in the left corner. Kane will dribble in, can't get open. Avance in the left corner, guarded by Richardson. Leans in, shoots, no good. Putback is good by Jalen Kane. And timeout on the floor. You know, they haven't hurt us on the boards like they did the first game, but they have on occasion, and that was one right there.
That was a big one right there.
Full timeout. We'll take a minute break. 53-45. Southeast Iowa leads the Grizzlies, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
53-45 with 3:33 to play in the ball game. The Grizzlies have the basketball. And defense is going to be the deciding factor in this ball game. I think the Blackhawks have played on balance tonight exceptional defense. They have really made it hard for the Grizzlies to score and made it hard to find looks on the perimeter to shoot the three ball. Javian Downey has it right now. Dribbles over, hands it off. Sean Glass has a screen, cut off. Now he'll drive the lane. Puts up the runner off the board, won't go. Lionel Kamwimba rebound, and a late whistle, and a foul's going to be called inside, and that'll be a 1-1.
They're calling it on Profit Field because he had his arm hooked around Lionel.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So Lionel Kamwimba gets a 1-1 here. Javian Downey, Sean Glass, Ryan Richardson, Riley Whitaker, and Lionel Kamwimba.
Looks into the game for the Blackhawks.
And with those four fouls. 1-1, big free throws here. Free throw is no good, and the rebound pulled away by Marquise Lewis. 8-point game, 3:10 to play. And they'll take all of this possession that they can. Down the key, spin to the middle. Pump fake, fall away shot, no good by Marquise Lewis. We have got to score here. Down the key all the way. Here's a drive down. He lays it up and good on the drive. Javian, 8.5, 11 for the game, 53-47, 2:45 left. Up the right side, Fields guarded by Glass. Gets it over the timeline. Grizzlies have to come out and pressure here. Down by 6, 53-47. Right corner, Brady Martin circles out with the left hand as the elbow. Gets hung up in the air, kicks it out to the point. Lewis got away with a walk. He spins to the middle, tied up, kicks it outside. Brady Martin with 5 on the shot clock. Martin down the key, leans in, shoots, no good. And the rebound is on the deck and butt score, and we get a whistle. And if it is a jump ball, and it is, it's going to be Blackhawks basketball. So they'll put 20 on the shot clock with 2:16 to go, down by 6. Inbounds underneath, Profit Field. Backdoor inbound, left corner, wide open. Martin with a 3, and it's good. And that may be the dagger right there. Brady Martin with 5. 56-47, 9-point game, 2:05 to go. Javian splits the defense, pulls up from 10 feet, no good. Rebound tipped long, and it's taken by Fields. Up the right side, ball slapped away. Nearly stolen, picked up, though, by Hooks. Down the front court, and with a 1:48 to go, we're going to be reduced to fouling here very, very soon. Timeout called by the Blackhawks. 1:44 to play in the ballgame, and number 12, Southeastern Iowa, leads this game over the Grizzlies, 56-47, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
56-47, the Grizzlies down by 9 with 1:44 to go in the ballgame, and the Blackhawks are in a great position to finish this off and raise their season record to 10-0. It would be their second win over the Grizzlies, but this one doesn't bear much resemblance to the first game. Got to go for steals now. If you don't get steals, you got a foul. Lob pass inbounds to the far side. Shamar Avance has it, guarded by Javian Downing. Avance puts it on the floor, dribbles in, puts up a wild shot, no good. And a foul on the play. And their coach looks at Shamar as he walks by and says, "What did I just say?" I guarantee it. What did I just say during the timeout? Basketball is so much fun. Shamar A. Vance at the line. First one is good. If he makes both these free throws, he'll run by the coach and say, "Well, I made them both." And the coach will look at him and it'll be, "That's not the point." A. Vance had a good game. 10-point lead now. Make it 11. Shamar Avance with 15 points. Grizzlies have to do this quick. 58-47. Got to get open and fire. Richardson down the key. Right hand layup. Spins around and goes down. Ryan Richardson now with 5 points. Another timeout called. 1:27 to go. 58-49. Southeastern Iowa with the lead. And this is a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's ball savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select, in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
1:27 left to play. The Grizzlies have got to take chances now. Full court pressing. Ethan Smith will be on the front of this press with those long arms and 6'8". Up the right side, Marquise Lewis passes up the floor, ball tipped away, nearly stolen. Avance takes it in, and he's grabbed, and he'll shoot the 1-1 at the other end. So Shamar Avance will go back to the free throw line. He's been there tonight 5 times. He is 4 out of 5. Fourth foul call on Blaine Harris. Riley Whitaker will come in for Ethan Smith. We'll trade defense for a three-point shooter here. 58-49. First try is good. The guy that hurt us up in Burlington was Inslee Carroll. He had 18 points, but tonight it's this guy, Shamar Avance. He's got 17 now as he makes the second free throw. 60-49. Up the left side, Richardson will hand it back to Jonathan White. Crossover dribble, keeps it all the way in, dishes off underneath, layup, Sean Glass, good. Foul on the play, the basket counts.
Get back with an 8 if we make the free throw.
So defense for offense, Riley out, Ethan back in. Sean Glass at the line, he's got 12 points tonight. 9 of the 12 in the second half. Free throw is no good, rebounded by Avance. Dribbles out, bounces it over to Martin. He's bumped from behind and he'll shoot the 1-1. Foul on Jonathan White for the Grizzlies.
That was a light foul, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know that he was trying to foul. I think he just ran up on his bumper there and got called for it. You're right, that wasn't much of a foul, but it was a foul all the same. And now with 1:04 to go, 60-51, both teams over the limit. Brady Martin free throw, no good. Up the middle, Sean Glass. Ryan Richardson shoots a long three ball. Good! Did they count that as a 2 or a 3 on the scoreboard?
3. Okay. It's 51.
Okay.
It would have been 52 if Glass had made the free throw.
57 seconds left to go, so that makes it 60-54. And we have another 30-second timeout call. Curtis put his finger on something. Started the second half, but I thought he's right, because there's really no one thing. At halftime, we were down by five, and there's no one thing that you really point out in this game and say that this kept the Grizzlies from winning the ball game, or this did. They've done a reasonable job just about in every category tonight. We just had a little bit more trouble scoring the basketball than they do.
Yeah, we had a couple droughts in each half that we just didn't make a bucket.
Jonathan White called for a foul in the backcourt. He pushed down, I think, Prophet Fields. Whoever it was, he pushed him to the floor, and it'll be a 1-1 at the other end. 57 seconds left. Jonathan White will get his second foul. Prophet Fields tonight. He's been to the free throw line. 6'4 freshman from New York City. First one is good. One more try. 61-54. And good again. Well, 57 seconds left, up by 8, it would appear. The Blackhawks should have a pleasant 5-hour bus ride, if there is such a thing. Front court, Jonathan White gets in the middle, kicks it outside, Sean Glass. Sean gets by his guy, throws it out of bounds. And 44 seconds to go. Ethan Smith back in the ball game for the Grizzlies. He'll guard the inbound pass. They get it in the field. He feeds it back. Bad pass stolen. Richardson all the way with a drive and a dunk. 38 seconds to go. 6-point game. And a timeout. Well, back to six.
I don't know if we can decide what we're going to do here.
Well, a lot can still happen. 38 seconds left to go in the basketball game. Grizzly basketball tonight from the West Plains Civic Center. The number 12 team in the country, the Blackhawks from southeastern Iowa, trying to stay undefeated, and they're in a pretty good spot, up by 6 with 38 seconds to go.
We can say that they haven't given us the opportunity, though.
I just keep going back to, again, last night we had a couple of short stretches where we couldn't score, and that really hurt. We've had the same thing happen tonight. Once we got up 17-7, next thing you know, it's 22-17. That hurt. And then here in the second half, we haven't had a prolonged stretch of not being able to score, but we've had some chances that we didn't take advantage of that really would have helped at certain times.
Some of these misses are right at the bucket, so just makes you scratch your head.
Now those in particular. Blackhawk basketball in the backcourt. They'll run to throw it in, and a foul will be called in the backcourt on Ethan Smith for a hold on Prophet Fields. So 3 is the shooter. 13 is, nope. They call that on Sean Glass instead. First foul on Sean Glass tonight. Right now, the Grizzlies have Jonathan White with Sean Glass, Lane Harris, Ryan Richardson, and Ethan Smith. Free throw, no good.
Whitaker in for Smith and Downey in for Glass.
There's still a lot of time left. If you get the ball down the floor fast and they don't cut the ball off, just take it to the basket and lay it in. Next free throw is good. if they're going to give you a freebie because they don't want a foul, we'll take it. That would cut it to 5. 37 seconds to go. Jonathan White spins to the middle, lost the dribble, got fouled, got bailed out there, boy. Christmas card to you, sir. Jonathan White was spinning back to the middle, lost the basketball, but they called a foul, the second foul on Brady Martin for Southeastern Iowa. And so the beautiful part about this, clock stops. And now Jonathan White can get us 2 points closer with the clock sitting still
and get us to within 5.
Free throw, good. Jonathan White with 6 points all in this half. 63-57. No good on the next one. Rebound to Field. He lost the basketball. He gets tied up, and it will be Grizzly basketball. Unless they give him a timeout, and they did. And the Grizzly fans dissatisfied with that turn of events. So while they're wrestling for the ball on the court, the Southeast bench jumped up, screaming timeout. So a full timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, if it weren't for Southeastern Iowa calling that blasted timeout before we got the jump ball, we would have the ball only down 6. Instead, 63-57, Southeast basketball. They'll have to go the length of the floor, 25 seconds to go. Walt Belcher, assistant coach for the Grizzlies, walking the bench, talking to Jared Fay. Southeastern taking the full extent of that timeout. Somebody buzzed them. Thank you.
They've done that a couple times tonight.
All right, 63-57. 25 seconds to go in the ball game. Blackhawks with the lead in the ball. Inbound, stolen. And kept in bounds by the Grizzlies. Ethan Smith goes up, left hand, no good. Ball will be fought for, volleyed around, and it'll be picked up by the Blackhawks. And a whistle, and a foul's going to be called on Blaine Harris because Prophet Field staggered back over him, and a foul will be called, and he just fouled out of the ballgame. Well, that was wild.
That was wild. Yeah, that's a way to describe it. Chaotic.
Ethan Smith made a couple of really, really good plays there. Couldn't convert with the left hand. Then it started bouncing all over the place. 14.7 seconds to go, 63-57. Markeesh Lewis is 2 for 2 at the free throw line today. He has 8 points, and now he has 9.
I didn't realize that would be a foul, though, if, like, you're on the ground and someone just trips over you.
Next try is good. So, 14 seconds left, 8-point game. What will the final be? 65-57 right now. Jonathan White with a 3 at the point. No good. Rebound to Shamar Avance. We won't foul. They won't shoot. This game is over. 65-57. The Blackhawks beat the Grizzlies for the second time this season. First time the margin was 25. This time it was 8. And an entertaining ball game. Again, 65-57. Grizzly postgame coming up And now this is where I put the monkey on the back of Curtis Ballou and say, Curtis, who's the Don's Auto Service player of the game for today? He doesn't have access right now to the scorebook, so he can't go just off that. Who would you pick, Curtis?
Well, I was peering over your shoulder a little bit ago.
I thought you were peeking.
I got to go with Javian Downey. I mean, if we didn't have him, we wouldn't have been as close as we were with how aggressive he was going to the basket most of the night. So, Javian Downey.
All right, so Javian is going to be our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Get ready for winter time. I'll tell you what, these mornings have been a wake-up call, haven't they? Get ready for winter time. If you need tires for your vehicle, you've got tires aplenty, and get a checkup for winter time there at Don's Auto Service. Jared Fay joins me over here. Final again, 65-57. Curtis said something there towards the about early in the second half, and he said, you know, this game is a lot like last night. We haven't really done anything poorly, but we've just had a little bit of an offensive letdown in a few places, and that's really about the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, we didn't shoot it great again. You know, we had good looks, and we got to figure out other ways to score, get to the rim a little bit more. I think our ball movement kind of stalled. We need some gaps. I think we need to get the ball to line a little bit more, just find other ways to score. We tried to pick the tempo up a little bit, you know, work for us in some ways, but we got to find ways to score the ball better.
Over at up in Burlington, they rang up 81 on us. Tonight you held them to 65, and there was some point in the second half I said, they're the number 12 team in the country who scored 81 on us last time, and we've got about 14 minutes to go in the game, and they're in the low 40s.
Yeah.
Your defense really deserves a lot of credit tonight.
Yeah, you're right. We're definitely guarding, you know, kind of trying to put everything together. We're going to have a lot of games like this come conference play. We got to be able to find a way. You know, last night and tonight, I feel like they weren't baskets, they were touchdowns. And sometimes you got to just go get a touchdown and then keep guarding the way you're guarding. But we definitely got things to work on, and hopefully learned a lot from this weekend. Really, two really good teams we played.
It was kind of like trench warfare. I mean, this was a defensive basketball game pretty much from start to finish. And I think when you play games like this against really good teams like this, the kids on the bench, especially the freshman kids, really get a good handle and a good idea about what these games are really all about. It's not just running up and down the floor and shooting threes. I mean, you got to play defense to win these hard games.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think your mistakes, you as a freshman or anybody, but you remember your mistakes a lot in these games. Maybe one time you didn't get back in transition, or one time you should have drove it, or, you know, maybe swung the ball and got a better look. Just everything's kind of magnified. So that's a good thing, playing good teams and playing close games like this.
I think there were, well, obviously tonight you did, but I think you finally found a combination or two that you liked at the defensive end of the floor. And I know you play Blaine Harris quite a bit. You must trust him quite a bit.
We do. He fixes a lot of things. He does everything well. Just plays so hard. You know, I wish he was 2 inches taller and about 20 pounds heavier, which, you know, maybe next year he will be. But very high IQ player and just plays really tough.
So we've got quite a bit of time before the next game next Friday night. Morton College will be here then, and then North Arkansas will play on Saturday night, a week from tonight. So what do you do in the week that you got here?
Well, we definitely need a day off, so we're taking tomorrow off. We need to rest. We got some guys who aren't feeling real good, and probably battling the allergies, all that kind of stuff that's going around. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll practice, and I think we really need that. Just through this stretch where we have 4 straight days. Just to practice. You know, we've had a pretty grueling schedule to this point, travel and all that kind of stuff, and haven't got these types of gaps really to just focus on ourselves and get better.
All right, Jared Fay, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thanks, Arlen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate it. Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies, and Southeast beats the Grizzlies by 8 tonight, 65-57. Let's go over the stats from the ball game tonight. Javian Downey, as Curtis said a little earlier, our Don's Auto Service player of the game tonight. He finished tonight with 11 points. Leading scorer for the Grizzlies was Sean Glass. He had 12. 10 points for Ryan Richardson. Then we had 6 by Jonathan White. 5 points for Urji Hanami. 4 points by Riley Whitaker. A 3.9 for Lionel Kimwimba and Jake Sage. 2 points for Ethan Smith and one for Zaheem Jackson. And Zaheem just didn't seem like himself at all tonight. Nothing like we saw him last night. Only 1 point, and that came with a free throw in the second half. So the loss drops the Grizzlies to 3-6 on the year. The Blackhawks go to 9-0, and they'll probably go up to the top 10 in the new poll that'll come out Tuesday of next week. Final score again, Southeastern Iowa 65, MSU West Plains 57. For Nick Lawson, for Curtis Ballou, Dylan Groves in studio, I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying, until next Friday night, good night. From Joe Paul Evans Arena, West Plains Civic Center, Section 206. We'll see you next week.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.